today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By the name of our Lord, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special is about our relation with the Holy Quran. And today is Monday, 4th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter As-Sad, verse 29 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it carefully and then we'll learn about its important point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadhakkara ulul albab.
This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they might reflect upon its verses and that those of understanding would be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran is surely blessed. Its recitation, reflection, history, reasoning, stories, the samples of sciences, hidden news, similes, bits and forbids, all in all, are full of mysteries and secrets. Quran is for contemplation and it is not merely for taking a good omen to its apparent. And contemplation in the Quran is for admonition, else there may happen that a person perceives the scientific secrets of the Quran, but it causes his pride.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal iman.
Let's go to our relation with the Holy Quran. Nothing is confusing and unclear in the Quran. Every single point in the Quran is made clear. Allah revealed to you, O Prophet Muhammad, and also people of the world, the book and wisdom. And he taught you what you knew not. Great indeed has been Allah's favor upon you. Chapter 4, verse 113. Throughout history, books were revealed to prophets for the guidance of mankind. It is asserted in the Quran. O Muhammad, we have revealed to you as we revealed to Noah and the prophets after him, and we reveal to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the offspring of Jacob, and Jesus and Job, and Jonah, and Aaron and Solomon. And we gave to David Psalm. We reveal to the messengers we have already told you of, and to the messengers we have not told you of. And to Moses, Allah spoke directly. These messengers were sent as bearers of glad tidings and as warners, so that after sending the messengers, people may have no plea against Allah. Chapter 4, verses 164 to 166. So it is not true that the Quran presents before us a universal message and shows us the truth and reality of your life, but not a religious one.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about our relationship with the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran on a particular night, and it was crowned as the night of power, or the night of Qadr. Better than 1,000 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this ummah as a recipient of the Quran, and we became the best of nations. Khayru ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have surely revealed to you a book in which there is glory for you. Will you not then understand? This is chapter 21, verse 10. The Quran is a source of honor, nobility, and distinction for anything or anyone that is associated with it. Our honor or dishonor is directly related to our commitment to the Quran, Prophet, that is Nabi, related to our commitment to the Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, indeed, Allah elevates some people by virtue of this book and abases others. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Dear listeners and followers of this program, at this time, we look at one way to reignite your relationship with the Quran. Beg to be of the people of Allah. This is one way. Every human being has a need to belong to someone or something, a family, tribe, a culture, community, or group. This sense of belonging is innate. And the Prophet beautifully explained, Allah has his own people among mankind. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who are they? He said, they are the people of the Quran, the people of Allah, and those who are closest to him. And Allah the Most High himself instructed us, be people of the Lord because you have taught the book and because of what you have studied. Chapter 3, verse 79. Beg Allah, the near one, to make you of his people, to make you and your loved ones the people of the Quran, and be close to him.
Oh.
القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي عثرة المجروح.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now we want to know Quranic qualities in the character of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. It is incumbent upon the Muslims to preserve the sanctity of the Holy Quran, not to disrespect it, and not to touch it except in a state of purity. Similarly, it is obligatory upon the Muslims to respect and revere Imam al-Hussein as per the instructions of Allah and His Messenger. However, the Muslims did not heed this instruction. They humiliated him, soiled the earth with his blood, and sold their religion by killing him, all for a paltry sum and the promise of governorship of the city of Ray, which never materialized. In their lust for money and power, they smeared their hands with blood and perpetuated such a heinous crime.
This surah is known as Suratul Hussein, the chapter that's dedicated to Imam Hussein. Does anyone recall which chapter in the Quran is the chapter of Imam Hussein? Which surah? Surah Al-Fajr. Surah Al-Fajr, according to the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, has another name. It's also called the Surah of Imam Hussein. One of the companions of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he asks him, why is this surah attributed to Imam Hussein? What does the surah have to do with Imam Hussein? The Imam alayhi salam tells him, don't you recite the end of this chapter? When you come to these verses and you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Oh, certain soul, confident soul, go back to your Lord, radiyatan mardiyya. In the state of being pleased with Allah and in the state of Allah being pleased with you. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam states, this was revealed about Imam Hussein. He's the prime example. It's applicable to all believers who go back to their Lord with certainty. But the prime example is Imam al-Hussein. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Then Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, the one who regularly recites Surah Al-Fajr in his prayers, whether the wajib prayers or the mustahab nafila prayers, he says, if you regularly observe the surah and you reflect on its beautiful meanings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you with Imam al-Hussein on the Day of Judgment. That's the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an, Nurun wa Bayan, a
سلام.